General Mills, makers of Kix, invite you to beat the band. If you can. General Mills, makers of Kix, that delicious new ready-to-eat breakfast cereal that comes in delicious round golden bubbles, brings you another session of that new novel radio game, Beat the Band. Featuring Ted Weems and his music, Harry Como, Marvel Maxwell, Elmo Tanner, Arm Downs, Country Washburn, and Red Engel, who join with Gary Moore to bring you this opportunity to beat the band. And again, we greet you from the beautiful El Patio Ballroom at the popular Lakeside Park, Denver, Colorado, where the folks are folks and the hills are mountains. And now the music. Here's Ted Weems and the boys with what might be King Levinsky's theme song. I Hear Bluebird. Folks, I want you to meet a real friend of mine, a chap I think the world of. All kidding aside, a good guy, really. He's the man who steps up here each Sunday and dishes out those queries to the boys. Yes, sir, here he is, Mr. Jones?
Ford, look, my advice to you, friend...
That's it, advice. Something you get whether you want it or not. Meet Gary Moore.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Fort Pearson. Fort Pearson, ladies and gentlemen. As a matter of fact, you know, a lot of radio announcers are not only radio announcers, they are stars of stage, screen, and radio. However, Mr. Pearson is one of the few announcers left in radio who is left in radio. Although I do take a verbal beating from you, Fort, that's nothing. Wait till you hear the verbiage the boys in the band are going to get tossed at him tonight. Boy, these questions are really tough ones. Now, General Mills, of course, will send $10 to the writer of each question we use on the show today. And those who actually beat the band are guaranteed a minimum of double money, $20 and a case of delicious Kix. But now that sum may be much greater. In fact, it might go to $25, $50, and even $100. Plus, of course, $10 for the question and that big case of Kix. So in trying to beat the band, you'll find it's mighty profitable and it's a pile of fun. So why not jot down that cute query you thought of and send it to Kix, K-I-X, Kix, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Well, sir, now into the unrehearsed portion of the program. The boys do not know the questions to be asked, so you'll probably hear some booms out of that old bass drum when they toss in those half dollars. First gentleman is from Dale Linville of Glenwood, Iowa, who asks a question which really takes us back to ancient times. What perennial jive tune might have been the surprised remark of the Pharaoh's daughter when she found Moses? Good enough. Rosie McCarr got his head in the air.
I found a new baby.
I found a new baby, for sure. All right, let's hear you play that if you can, Pops, on the clarinet. Boy, thank you very much for the fine jive stuff. That gives you 10 points on the scoreboard. And what do you say we give him a hand for the ride, huh? Good enough for you, Rosie. And now from Marion Elliott of Arlington, Virginia. With a tune popular some years ago, maybe you can tell us when it is the most annoying time to receive a telephone call. When is it the most annoying time to receive a telephone call? And Pete Beelman back there put his hand up, and so did Country Washington.
When you're singing in a bathtub.
When you're singing in the bathtub. Well, we'd love to go on and hear more about your personal life, Mr. Beelman, but I'm afraid that...
Well, that's what would be annoying to me. I just thought I'd answer the question, that's all. You can take it or leave it. I don't care what you do. It's up to you.
I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. I'm awfully sorry. I'm awfully sorry. It just sounded a little bit dumb to me. That's about all I can...
It's dumb. It's a good answer, and you know it is.
Well, all right. I don't know what it is, but we'll say anyhow. That is not the right answer. Has anybody else got the answer here? I'll tell you. Here's Elmo Tanner. He put his hand up in the air. Look, Country Washman, stop by him on your way over here. See what?
I think in the still of the night.
In the still of the night?
Mm-hmm.
Now, even the still, you've been closer to the still, but not enough around the night. That's the trouble there. That isn't the right answer either. Elmo Tanner had his hand up in the air. Elmo, what is it?
3 o'clock in the morning.
Let's start the whole program over again. Nobody's getting anywhere with this thing.
Well, they're
smarter than I am. Yes, they are. But... Mr. Beelman, they know they're not any smarter than you are, only they know they're not smart. That's where they're smarter than you are. So I'll tell you what, though, the answer is in the middle of the night. That you were close to it. In the middle of the night. Sure, I'm going to heckle for a word. That's the answer, and Marion Elliott of Arlington, Virginia, becomes the first person to beat the band, receive a full case of kicks, $20, rather a minimum of $20, which may turn out to be much more if we keep that bonus in mind. And Mr. Beelman, throw 50 cents on the old bass drum, if you will. Ah, dear, you don't get your laundry done again this week. Fine. Now, Mrs. F.W. Agates of Olympia, Washington, writes in to ask, if you were in British Guiana about 6:30 p.m., what would you expect to hear? It's a Raymond Scott tune which came out, about 2 years ago, just about the same time as Twilight and Turkey and those other ones, a little later. Here it is again. If you were in British Guiana about 6:30 p.m., what would you expect to hear? It's a Raymond Scott tune that came out, and I think Parker Gibbs has the answer over there. Let's see if we can get it from him.
Well, I know the answer, but I don't... dinner music to a pack of hungry cannibals?
Dinner music for a pack of hungry cannibals, a very bestseller among the recordings.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. You can't get away with that acid indigestion in tempo. And pass that off as an answer. I'm awful sorry.
That's the way it sounds to me.
That's the way it sounds to you. It sounds differently, apparently, to Raymond Scott, and also to Mrs. F.W. Agates of Olympia, Washington, who becomes the second person to beat the band, receive a full case of kicks, a guaranteed minimum of $20, which may turn out to be much more. Remember that bonus. And Parker, throw 50 cents in the old bass drum, will you? Fine, thank you very much. Boys, you'd never think it, but you all do today. You look about 16 and shy. Shy and intelligent answer on practically any of these questions. But let's go on to bigger things, huh? Ted, music, for instance?
Oh, that's no problem, Gary. In fact, we've readied an arrangement of It's a Lovely Day Tomorrow, just in case you ask.
And our guest is Perry Como in the vocal role, right?
It's a lovely day tomorrow. Tomorrow is a lovely day. Just forget your troubles and learn to say, tomorrow is a lovely day. The front page of your paper is bound to make you sad, especially if you're the worrying kind. So turn the front page over where news is not so bad. There's consolation in the weather report. It's a lovely day tomorrow. Tomorrow is a lovely day. Come and feast your tear-dimmed eyes on tomorrow's clear blue sky. If today your heart is weary, if every little thing looks gray, Just forget your troubles and learn to say tomorrow is a lovely day.
Last Sunday, we brought you an important announcement about Kix. Now, we'll admit it was pretty hot weather to spring an important announcement on you. But ladies and gentlemen, here's the point. This announcement, this front page news about the vitalization of Kix is too good to keep. Whether or no, this story deserves a hearing. We'll give you the details a little later. We'll keep it as brief as possible. We know you'll be keenly interested. Meanwhile, here's a tip for hot morning. Tasty, tempting Kix in a great big dish, floating around in plenty of cool, sweet cream of milk. Sugar to taste, and maybe slice up a nice, ripe, cold banana on top.
All of which brings us now to our second group of questions this afternoon, with two people having beat the band, one person having tougher luck, and thereby making our average just about 2 points lower than our sponsor's blood pressure at this point. Gentlemen, try to keep it up a little higher during this session. Evelyn Tiffany of Boston, Massachusetts, propounds a question that will make you think back to your classic history days, if any. If Helen of Troy's boyfriend fell into a small pool formed by water seeping from the ground, what song would describe the situation? I'll start all over again. If Helen of Troy's boyfriend fell into a small pool... That's not Troy, New York, Red. He's looking over there, had his little red book out, thumbing through. I think I know her. Here it goes again. If Helen of Troy's boyfriend fell into a small pool formed by water seeping from the ground, what song would describe the situation? And Red Engel. All right, Red.
That's the old plaster boy himself.
What?
Plaster of Paris.
Oh, dear. Very good.
Paris in the spring.
Paris in the spring. Sure, Paris was Helen of Troy's boyfriend. Can you play then?
That's enough.
That gives it to you fine, Red. That gives you 10 points up on the scoreboard. Thank you kindly. Now we have a note from William Glenn Clark of Hickory, Kentucky, which asks, what song describes the scene at a boarding house at mealtime? What song describes the scene at a boarding house at mealtime? Everybody's hands all at once. Let me see. There's Rex Kelly over here in the guitar department, and Art Winter had his up, and so did Parker Gibbs and Elmo Tanner. Rex,
hands across the table.
Hands across the table. You must have lived in one of those things. For sure. All right. Can you play that on your gift box, please? That gives it to you, Rex. Right, hold on. 10 points on the scoreboard for Rex Kelly. And now Roscoe, California is represented by a question from William H. Evans, who writes, a horsefly perched on the back of a bobtailed horse and tauntingly called out the title of a current popular tune. Can you name out what the... All right, there's Marble Maxwell.
You can't brush me off.
You can't brush me off, for sure. It was a bobtailed horse. Can you sing that, please, Miss Maxwell?
I don't try to sing it every night.
Huh?
You can't brush me off, da 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 da. But you can't brush me off.
All right, thank you, Marlo. You sing that every night, do you?
That's
you
right.
Can't brush me off, la 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 la. You're mad at the publisher. You don't like the word. You just do la la la. Well, that's all right if you feel that way about it. It gives you 10 points on the scoreboard, so why should we care? And from Evelyn Welty of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, comes a tricky bit of quizzing. If you know your candies, possibly you can tell us with a current song title where we sometimes find peanut butter. The answer is not on the face of small children, which is more truth than poetry. If you know your candies, possibly you can tell us with a current song title where we sometimes find peanut butter. Country Watchman's going to be awful mad when he hears the answer to this one. I'm sorry, time's up, gentlemen. The answer's in the middle of a kiss. That's the one you had before, only it didn't fit that question. If you just saved that, if you had a delayed action there just a little bit while, we'd have been able to get through with it. The answer is in the middle of a kiss. You know, Red, a kiss is a candy. He said not. He said in the middle of a kiss. Anyhow, and that gives Evelyn Welty of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the honor of becoming a third person to receive a full case of Kicks, a guaranteed minimum of $20, which may turn out to be much more. Remember that bonus, will you? And you can already hear the whole band putting 50 cents on the old bass drum. I hope. Here we go. Gentlemen, please, one of those Brackley scalped me as it came past. I haven't got much to fool around with. Don't play with it, will you? As it is now, I have to comb it with a damn sponge. Grant Randolph of Chicago, Illinois, aids history in repeating itself for our program today by asking what might General Montcalm have said just before the historic battle of the famous Plains of Abraham. Now, that's really tough. Red Engle knows that. All right.
History.
Oh, good.
Who's afraid of the big bad wolf?
Well, how do you figure it?
Well, General Wolf was his opponent.
He what? What's his opponent?
And he laid him.
Can you play that, dear? Don't sing it. Play it, please. We have enough trouble already. To kill it. Well, you can put that one over a hot fire and pop it any day. You know, boys, I know a girl who was born on her parents' wooden anniversary, so they called her Peg, but as you boys haven't... That's written in here. I had to say it. But, oh, dear. Let's tear that up, make sure it doesn't get in again. What do you say? But as you boys haven't come to life as yet, we'll just call you. Can they play us a tune, Ted?
Well, I'll suggest Charming Little Faker with Elmo Tanner, Gary, but I refuse to guarantee anything.
Well, we'll take a chance. Alley-oop, Jen.
For that big news about Kicks. Stated scientifically, it is this. Kicks now comes to you vitalized to whole grain strength of important vitamin B1, vitamin G, calcium, phosphorus, and iron. As you all know, vitamins and minerals are essential to your well-being. You must have these elements in your diet, and you must have enough of them. Now, it is a known fact that thousands of people today are not getting as much as they should of many of these precious food values. Perhaps there's such a deficiency in your diet. And if so, then the vitalization of Kix is urgently important to you. Because through vitalization, Kix now offers you a richer store of essential food values than has been obtainable in any nationally known ready-to-serve corn breakfast food. The new Kix actually provides your body with whole grain strength of two essential vitamins, B1 and G, and three minerals, calcium, phosphorus, and iron. Each serving of Delicious Kicks gives you the actual amount of those protective food elements that nature originally stored up for you in whole corn. And that's what we mean by whole grain strength. Just one more fact. Kick stands alone among ready-to-serve corn cereals in this achievement that may mean so much to you. No other ready-to-serve corn breakfast food on the market today can honestly claim to provide whole grain strength of this helpful combination of vitamins and minerals. Kix also is unique among corn cereals in that it bears the seal of acceptance of the Council on Foods of the American Medical Association. Thank you for your attention. And remember, for a completely new standard of nourishment in ready-to-serve corn breakfast food, get Kix. Spelled K-I-X.
Yes, sir, and here we go into the last group of questions on this today's version of Beat the Band. From Harry Jones of Seneca Falls, New York, comes this question. What, and it's very far-fetched, I'll warn you, what did the shoe say to the lace? It's a currently popular tune. What did the shoe say to the lace? It's a currently popular tune. What did the shoe say to the lace? It's a currently popular tune. After I repeat it a while, maybe it'll sing. Oh, good enough. Elmo Tanner just finished. All right. What?
Oh, I thought it might be tie a little string around your finger.
Is that where you wear your shoes?
No, I tie the string around my finger to tie
it. For coming in late at night when you want to walk on your hands.
That's right.
Is that it, Elmo?
No, you know, when you tie the bow, you tie the string around your
finger. Go up and try to explain it to Bielman. Neither one of you will understand.
Well, what's the answer?
I know. I'm sorry. The answer is I've got my eyes on you.
Far-fetched. You said it.
Well, that's the answer, by George, and it looks like Harry Jones of Seneca Falls, New York, receives a full case of Kicks, a guaranteed minimum of $20, which may turn out to be much more. Remember that $100 bonus, will you? And now, from Cambridge, Ohio, comes our next question, and it was sent in by Warren Stiles. A bather came out of the icy water on a cool day, shivering and half frozen. What did he ask a friend on the beach concerning his physical appearance? It's quite an old tune. Well, there are several hands going up. A bather came out, all right. Here's Ralph Blank over here at the piano. He's a brand new member of the organization, and Ralph?
Am I blue?
Am I blue? That's the answer, sure. Ralph, incidentally, stand up and take a bow. Brand new man. Everybody give him a hand. Thank you very much. He couldn't get in the Foreign Legion, so he joined Weems in the Worm. They're not taking recruits this year. Can you play Am I Blue on the piano, Ralph? Bit on the swing thing side. Thank you very much. And in your first day in the orchestra, you received 10 points up on the scoreboard. Whatever it is that you take for breakfast, and I hope it's Kicks, I wish you'd go over and persuade Johnny Hellner to eat some of it. That's only his first day. Answer the question. Johnny's been here since the fall of 19-2 and hasn't even put his hand up. He did put his hand up one day. It was because a mosquito bit him. He had to get it out of the way. Mrs. Joan DeHart of Omaha, Nebraska, wants you to tell her what the doctor advised the fat lady who wanted to reduce. It was a very popular tune when it was a very popular tune. All right, Joseph Hooven, back in the trumpet section, got his hand up.
Bend down, sister.
Bend down, sister, for sure. Until you play it on your trumpet, Pop.
Time, Gary. Hush, hush. Time.
What?
Scram, scram, scram. There's scores to scrutinize, young man.
Oh, well, all right. If that's the way we're going to be about it, I'll leave. Ted, can I put things in your hand?
Not too many things, Gary. I've got to wave this stick. And the tune, by the way, is Hindustan.
Well, I tip the tempo to us, Ted.
Thank you.
here's where I have fun, and I mean fun. I think I should have been a bank teller, because I sure like to hand out that there legal tender. Seems as how we use some 11 questions today, for General Mills will cheerfully pay $110. Of course, the band beaters come in for a share of that $100 bonus, so to each of four people who beat the band, we send a check for $35. We take a total now and find that today we pay out exactly $210 for questions. Well, any and all pieces of silver in the old bass drum go to the party of the first part or his heirs and assignees. The aforesaid party of the first part being one Red Ingle. Pick him up, son.
Well, thanks, folks. Thanks and goodbye from all of us until next week. Thanks for spending this half hour having fun with us, and thanks for sending us those grand questions. And thanks. Thanks. Keep it up, won't you? Just remember, I know you have a question to send to Kix, K-I-X, Kix, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We're waiting for them.
Folks, we'd like to have every one of you make a try to beat the band. Remember, it can be quite a profitable pastime, and pastime it is, because you'll have more fun than a circus trying to work out one of these funny, fantastic questions answered with a song title. And it might be very, very profitable. $10 if we use your question, a guarantee of double money, $20, and a case of Kicks if you beat the band. But that sum might be much greater. Remember that $100 bonus. Now, it's a game, folks, and we want everyone to participate and have some fun. There may be many similar questions with identical answers, and of course, payment will be made only to that person whose question is actually used. All questions become the property of General Mills, and any resident of the United States is eligible to send in a question. So get in the game. Who knows, you might be a band beater. This is Fort Pearson speaking for Gary Moore, Ted Weems and the band, and General Mills, inviting you to join us next week at this same time, where next week we'll greet you from Chicago. In the meantime, let me suggest that you add a thrill and an extra portion of goodness to your breakfast with Kix, that new extra good breakfast cereal that stays crisp in milk or cream. Oh, it's great. And remember, we want you to try to beat the band.
Good morning, Mr. Merrill. Two packages of Kix, please. The new vitalized Kix.
That's what wise women from coast to coast will be offering from now on, to give their families the only ready-to-serve corn breakfast food that provides helpful whole grain strength of vitamin B1, vitamin G, calcium, phosphorus, and iron. If some of the details of this important story slip your mind, don't worry about it. Just remember to look for the package that carries the seal of acceptance of the Council on Foods of the American Medical Association. Let this seal be your guide in selecting breakfast food for your family. Kix is spelled K-I-X. Heard on today's program where it's a lovely day tomorrow and you can't brush me off from Louisiana Purchase. This program came to you from Denver, Colorado. This is the National Broadcasting Company.